Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting third. The DH, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Denny Doyle. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Rick Miller. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Rick Wise. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Bannister. Batting third. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Richie Zisk. Batting fifth. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jim Essien. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Francisco Barrios. And now, play ball. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice strikes out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a line drive towards first. Scott catches it and steps on first to double up Garr. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hobson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barrios fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott strikes out. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller strikes out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Burleson. The throw from Essien and he is out, Bannister applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Wise covering, for the out. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Soderholm reaches second base with a double. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wise fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Garr. Lynn reaches second base with a double. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lynn moves to third. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive for an out. Lynn tags and scores. Rice moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-1 in the game. Bannister takes first base on ball 4. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-1 in the game. Horta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bannister moves to third. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Zisk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bannister scores. Horta moves to third. It's Red Sox, 1, White Sox, 1. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-1 in the game. Gamble hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Spencer reaches second base with a double. Horta scores. Zisk goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, White Sox. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spencer moves to third. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Hobson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0-for-1 in the game. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. Miller moves to second. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lynn hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-1 in the game. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ralph Gar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gar takes first base on ball 4. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gar. The throw from Fisk and he is out, Doyle applying the tag. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bannister hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a line drive into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fisk strikes out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott strikes out. The ball gets by Essien. He chases the ball to the backstop. Yastrzemski goes all the way around to score. Scott moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Red Sox, 3. White Sox, 3. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hobson hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Orta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Zisk takes first base on ball 4. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-2 in the game. Gamble hits a line drive into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Spencer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0-for-2 in the game. Doyle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Miller bunts towards first. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first, with Orta covering, for the out. Doyle moves to second. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lynn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lemon strikes out. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Soderholm is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-2 in the game. Essien hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doyle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rice. The throw from Essien and he is safe. Rice steals second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rice tags and scores. One out. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-3 in the game. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hobson hits a pop-up towards short. Bannister settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Garr hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bannister hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Campbell now pitching. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Horta takes first base on ball 4. Bannister moves to second. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Zisk hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bannister moves to third. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-3 in the game. Gamble strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Doyle for the out. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Miller strikes out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Burleson hits a pop-up towards short. Bannister settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Spencer strikes out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson juggles the ball. That's an error on Hobson. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Soderholm is called out on strikes. Two outs. Royal Stillman pinch hits for Jim Essien. Royal Stillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stillman hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.